The meme provides some factual information about both stories, and, as of this writing, an accurate GoFundMe tally of donations earmarked to defray Clancy's parents' travel and housing costs as they attended the trial. Also, it's true that a Swedish news outlet reported that a church deacon in that country organized a fundraiser equaling, at current currency conversion rates, about $42,000. However, the meme omits additional fundraisers and sponsors who pledged to help rebuild Skaal's home, according to information found in the same Swedish news outlet mentioned above and her 2022 book. In late August and early September 2026, people shared a meme comparing the alleged stories of two mothers. The right side features Lindsay Clancy, the mother at the center of a highly publicized Massachusetts murder trial, which ended in a mistrial Sept 4, in which prosecutors charged her with killing her three young children, along with a purported GoFundMe fundraising figure exceeding $1 million. Ex-user at Cody Manners 2 posted, archived the meme, which reads under photos of Skaal's. Mother pulls all six of her children out of raging house fire, going back in three times despite burns covering 93% of her body. Money raised, $42,000. Clancy's caption reads, "Mother kills all three of her children by strangling them to death with exercise bands. Claims she is victim. GoFundMe, $1,044,318+. At Cody Manners 2 via X. Other users widely shared the meme, or a similar one, on Facebook Archived, Reddit Archived, TikTok Archived, and X Archived. In sum, Skaal's book and news media outlets reporting confirm the meme features a few specific facts but also omits key information. For these reasons, we have rated the meme's content as a mixture of true and false information. Snopes emailed Kevin Reddington, Clancy's attorney, and Skaal's to request comment. A reverse image search found no posts displaying the meme older than X-user at Cody Manners 2's post. We reached out to that user to ask whether they created the meme and will update this article if we receive further information. Breaking down the Skaal's Clancy meme. Skaal's, who lives in Sweden, saved all six of her children in a Sept 3, 2019 house fire, taking three trips to remove all of them from the inferno. Her 2022 co-authored book, Aaron Bear Jag Med Stolthit, Brandon I. Edsbin Ock Lived Efterat, which translates to I Carry the Scars with Pride, The Fire in Edsbin and Life Afterwards, tells her harrowing story, including the fact that 93% of her body sustained burns, as the meme claims. In September 2019, Swedish news media outlet SVT, quoting church deacon Christer Schwartz, reported Skaal's fundraising total at 400,000 Swedish krona, or at current exchange rates, about $42,000. According to that report, Schwartz's fundraiser was one of several on Skaal's behalf, but no other figures were reported. On top of Schwartz's and other fundraisers, a February 2020 charity hockey match reportedly collected an additional 200,000 Swedish krona, $21,000. Skaal says in her book that people and companies also initially pledged to sponsor the rebuilding of her house, though she adds some of those sponsors pulled out after she separated from her partner. As for Clancy, the Associated Press, Reuters, and other outlets reported, she admitted strangling her children with exercise bands on January 24, 2023, and pleaded not guilty to her initial charges, which included three counts each of first-degree murder, strangulation, and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Prosecutors later dropped the strangulation charges, saying they were redundant to the murder charges. The organizer of the Clancy case, GoFundMe, archived, titled The Musgrove Family Fund, described the purported recipients of the fundraiser as Clancy's parents, Mike and Paula Musgrove, citing their hotel, travel, and relocation costs to stay close to their daughter over more than 3 years. The in-question meme does not mention Clancy's parents, instead making the allegation that Clancy herself will one day collect the funds. At last check, the fundraiser had grown to more than $1.1 million with a goal of $2 million, bringing in more than 33,500 individual donations. The meme adds that Clancy has claimed she's the victim. During her criminal trial in summer 2026, Reddington, her attorney, said there is evidence of lack of criminal responsibility and suggested, a required finding of not guilty should be entered on the case. He repeatedly argued Clancy suffered from postpartum psychosis, a disorder an estimated 1 or 2 in 1,000 women experience after giving birth that can include delusions, depression, hallucinations, insomnia, paranoia, and other changes in behavior. Prosecutors, on the other hand, argued she knew what she was doing. Skahl's harrowing rescue story. On Sept 3, 2019, Skahl's awoke before 6 a.m. in her home to early morning light shining through her window, with the faint memory of minutes earlier hearing some of her children playing in another room. In Skahl's book, which we translated to English, she said her then partner, Anders, was working a night shift, leaving her to sleep alone. She wrote of the morning, "Great, I think. Now I have a few minutes to lie down and catch up before I have to start my morning routine." Moments later, the book recounts, she felt a very different sense of fear, panic, and desperation when one of her children screamed from downstairs, "Help, Mom, there's a fire. There's a fire in the TV room." She wrote, "To make sure all the children have woken up, I scream at the top of my lungs. Everyone has to get out of the house." In the minutes that followed, Skahl's first managed to guide her. Skahl's became unable to move from the flames covering her body. She wrote, "If I have managed to give birth to 6 children, I will swear to get 6 children out of this burning house," and that she gathered strength, picked up Molly, and looked to escape. She described William as positioning a ladder they happened to have left out from a long-neglected painting job as their method of escape from the balcony. Once outside, Skahl's described hearing her dog, Sally, inside making noises and thinking of. Several Swedish outlets published news of the fire on the same day. Following extensive hospital stays for her burns and a period of rehabilitation, Skahl's returned home. In her book, Skahl's wrote of Schwartz, the deacon, organizing the fundraiser following the fire. A Facebook post from days after the incident mentions Schwartz by name. Skahl said locals helped find clothes for her children, writing, "I am struck by the incredible care that exists in our country." Other examples of that care included Playing for Emma, a charity hockey match organized in Skahl's honor in February 2020. Skahl's wrote about the match, as well as her family's home insurance situation at the time of the fire. "On Sunday, February 2nd, a tribute match will be held for me, where the money raised will go to help me and my family get back on their feet. For all the years we have had home insurance, but just a month or so before the accident, we had, due to our financial situation, fallen behind on that particular bill. This fact is something I am ashamed of today, as I have been mulling this question over here in the hospital. This very month, when the house burns down, we were forced to skip that bill. What are the odds of that?" Later in December 2020, the Swedish Heroes Gala awarded Skahl's the title Lifesaver of the Year. Near the end of her book, Skahl's wrote that some companies and people sponsoring the rebuilding of their former home pulled out after she and Anders separated. To close her book, Skahl's thanked numerous locals and medical personnel, as well as her family, former partner, and friends, saving a message for her children for last. "My biggest thanks go to William, Nellie, Melwin, Albin, Oliver, and Molly. I may have saved your lives, but you are the absolute biggest heroes in this whole story. You are my everything, and I love you with all my heart." For further reading, we previously reported about other rumors involving Sweden, including investigating whether the country imports trash to fulfill its energy needs, as well as fact-checking whether the city of Södertälje truly trained wild crows to pick up cigarette butts.